You talked about having lost a great deal of institutional knowledge in the forest tradition through the sort of indigent monk and not having monasteries. Do you think Ajahn Chah wanted to have that sort of institutional passed down knowledge from Ajahn Mun? And is that why he had lots of monasteries?
There's many reasons. One is say like the monasteries. There was a big change taking place culturally in Thailand in the late 1950s, and as Ajahn Chah was starting to develop his own monastery himself, and then into the 1960s. And that's that with the encouragement and the beginning of a cash economy, then within 2 or 3 decades, the vast majority of forests were actually destroyed in Thailand. It didn't take very long. So that the actual, how do you say, venue for these wandering itinerant monks was pretty much gone. So that I think that plays a part, and that happened not just with Ajahn Chah, but the vast majority of other forest monks. What they did was you look around, you see, wow, it's disappearing all around us. We'd better establish something. And that's where they started to settle in forests, and whether they were small or large, then they were protectors of the forest. And that has carried on to today. And in fact, has sort of escalated so that there's a... an increasing in the beginning, then there was a lot of resistance amongst the Department of Forestry. They didn't want these monks camping out in their forest. And who are they? What are they doing? And in some, it's just sort of it doesn't fit into the model of how they do things. In others, it was they got in the way of the ability to make more money off merchants coming and cutting the forests. So it happened very, very quickly. In Thai, the word for a wandering monk is sort of like a tudong monk, tudong, and Ajahn Chah would play a word, and he says nowadays there aren't any tudong monks left, there's only tulutdong monks, and tulutdong is a word for forest, and tulut means to pass through, so it's just all of a sudden there's a forest and you're through it already. There's nothing left, so a lot of the effort that was made was to create places of practice that were out of the city, that were quiet places. And of course, with the incredible urbanization that's taken place in Thailand, some of the forest monasteries that were established are now, say, there's one branch monastery of Wat Bapong that was established way on the outskirts of Bangkok. And now it's got like three housing estates on three sides. And it's definitely lost its flavor. So it's facing just trying to deal with the changing situation in the culture and the society.
But now there's this great institutional knowledge which has that is the result of that.
It's true, and there is, on a certain level, a systematization which has benefits and drawbacks. Mm-hmm. So the forest monks are learning to be a bit more how to work with the powers that be a bit more. Whereas before, they were really just off. They could just step out and just not be noticed.